Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1703, TKCC LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 4.39 acres, more or less, lying west of U.S. Route 13, 413 feet north of Route 46, also known as the Elks Club Road. Gentlemen, I believe you received a small packet from the applicants. It includes they also provided a survey of the property. The packet included a copy of the public notice, a map of the area showing the existing zoning, and an aerial photograph of the area. We received comments from DelDOT on December 23rd of 2010 in the form of a letter and a support facilities report, which referenced that given the size of the parcel, commercial uses could be developed that generate up to 3,126 trips during a typical weekday, 121 trips during the morning peak hour, and 316 trips during the evening peak hour. Based on those volumes, the development would warrant a traffic impact study. The DelDOT volumes warrant for such a study are 400 trips per day and 50 trips per peak hour. The DelDOT standards and regulations for subdivision streets and state highway access provides that if a development will generate fewer than 2,000 trips per day and fewer than 200 trips in an hour of the day, the developer may, at their discretion, pay an area-wide study fee in lieu of conducting a traffic impact study. The DEA received a letter from the developer indicating a willingness to pay the area-wide study fee, that if the developer can limit the development as to not generate more than 2,000 trips per day or 200 trips in an hour of a day, DelDOT would accept their payment of the fee in lieu of requiring a traffic impact study. That the fee is calculated at $10 per daily trip and would be paid in conjunction with the initial stage fee associated with the review of their site plan. That payment of the fee would not preclude their responsibility for funding for building any needed off-site improvements identified in the plan review process. That it also does not affect our ability, being DelDOT, to require a traffic operational analysis to address concerns identified in that process. That the respective property is adjacent to U.S. Route 13 and is therefore subject to DelDOT's corridor capacity preservation program. That the main goal of that program is to maintain capacity of the existing highway. That according to the Office of State Planning Coordination Strategy for State Policies and Spending document, the property is located within a level one investment area. That in this area where the population is concentrated, state policies will encourage redevelopment and reinvestment. DelDOT will permit the property owner to develop one rights in, rights out entrance along U.S. Route 13. And attached to the letter is a copy of a letter from the Keith Corporation referencing the area-wide study fee and a copy of a support facility report dated December 9th of 2010. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. That was received on March 21st, 2011. And it's in the form of a memorandum which references that the site is located in Western Sussex Seaford Growth Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the Western Sussex planning study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county expects to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have. We've not received any other comments in the form of an individual or an agency to date.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, ma'am. Step right up.
Hi, how are y'all? I'm Beth Livingston. I'm with the Keith Corporation from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm here representing the application, so I'm here to answer any questions. Quite honestly, the reason why we want to rezone this is to have a little more action, hopefully, to get something developed there on the site, to bring some tax revenue to you all and get something that you guys would like and need in Seaford, so.
All right, ma'am, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Stay right there.
I need you to literally stay right there.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you. Microphones don't pick you up very well if you're not. No, you're good. They need to hear you. Okay, we need to have you on the tape. All right then, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you and welcome to Sussex County.
Thank you.
And you're also on the internet as well, so be completely at ease.
All your friends back home are, I'm sure, are tuned in to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
I'm sure they are.
All the commissioners have seen the site and are familiar with it, but for purposes of the record, and I'm sure you've been by there, would you give us your understanding of the zoning of neighboring or adjacent properties and their uses, please?
Sure. The parcel to the north is the Tractor Supply, which we developed a few years ago. And the parcel directly south of there is vacant. And that one is agricultural. The one above it is also agricultural with a conditional new use for the Tractor Supply.
Thank you. So your firm developed the Tractor Supply, so you are then familiar with, if this site were rezoned and developed, that we've got that highway corridor for the landscaping.
Yes.
That would come into play into any, yeah. Because personal comments, you did an excellent job there at Tractor Supply with the landscaping.
Thanks.
In your description of US 13, you would see that as a major thoroughfare that would attract business to this site.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all the questions I have, Chairman.
Mr. Ross.
No questions.
Mr. Johnson.
Well, Mr. Chairman, looking at the material that was submitted to us and all the commercial properties and businesses are located along in that adjoining area, I have no questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
No questions from me.
Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
No questions, thanks.
All right then, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1703 TKCC LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1703? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. You may wish to remain with us for the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office